Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Gospel of John begins as follows. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Well, I think most of us know, sitting here this day, when John says the Word, he is referring to none other than Jesus Christ. And at creation, Jesus was there. Through him, everything was made. Jesus spoke, and so it was. The mountains, the rivers, the forests, the seas, all the living creatures. All Jesus had to do was speak, and it was. That's pretty awesome when you think about it, isn't it? The power and the authority that Jesus Christ has. But yet in a few more verses after this, John shows us another side of Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. I do not doubt also that most of you sitting here these days have heard those words. You probably have heard them hundreds of times, actually. But think about this. Jesus became one of us. The God of all creation became human. It's pretty awesome too, isn't it? But still, it doesn't seem right. According to Greek mythology and other religions, gods and deities are not supposed to mingle with us. Their place isn't among us. Yet that's exactly what God chose to do. In the person of Jesus Christ, God dwelt among us. But even more exact, Jesus didn't just dwell, he experienced life just like you and I. Our nephews and his niece came down yesterday with their baby, our great nephew. At one time, Jesus was just like him. He was born. He was nursed. Yes, even Jesus had his diapers changed. He learned to walk and to talk. He grew up in the home of Mary and Joseph. Jesus was just another local boy who called Nazareth his hometown. But down the road, this hometown, well, let's just say they didn't want anything to do with this local boy and what he was doing. So what was Jesus doing? What was so scandalous that even his own hometown turned their backs on him? Well, he was doing the exact thing that his Father had sent him to do. To bring sight to the blind. To bring hearing to the deaf. To cure people of diseases. To raise people from the dead. But you see, there was only one person capable of doing everything that Jesus was doing. God himself. But that would mean that Jesus is God. But again, God wouldn't do that. The creator of all things would never think of taking on human flesh and living with us. He would never, as the author of our book states, get slivers in his hands from working with wood and allow his feet to get dirty with the Galilean dust as he walked from place to place. No, never in our minds can we ever imagine God stooping so low. But he did. And we have proof of it. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the writers of the Bible tell of when God came to a specific time and place. They record not only the miracles that Jesus did, but also they record now how he carried his own cross down the streets. How soldiers lifted him on that cross next to the criminals. How Joseph of Arimathea took his lifeless body and placed it in a tomb. Be it 3 days later, the stone was rolled away. Jesus was raised from the dead. He again walked the streets. He ate fish with his own disciples. Yes, Jesus brought salvation. Not just for the local people there, but for people of every time and every place. Through the life, through the death, and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus, God performed global salvation through the very local work of Jesus. And that same Jesus who walked the streets of Jerusalem is with us right now. That's what this is all about. That's why you and I come together on Thursday nights and Sunday mornings. As former president of the Missouri Synod, A.L. Berry, once wrote, "When we are gathered for worship, we are not contemplating some far-off Christ or meditating on abstract concepts or pondering various principles for living. Neither are we in church to be amused or entertained. Christ is living and active among us, right where he has promised to be in his words and sacraments." Every time you and I hear God's word, he is speaking to you directly. That's one of the great blessings of God's word, that it transcends time. Even though the events in the Bible occurred thousands of years ago, God is speaking to you right now, right here. What's God saying to you this day? "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will not cast out." All those promises, all those blessings. Where do we hear God speak them to us? No, not on the golf course. No, not sitting in bed on a Sunday morning. No, not even when I climb into a deer stand. Right here. right here. The same place God has been since the cornerstone was laid. For Christ said, "Tell my people where I could be found, where the word is proclaimed, where the sacraments are delivered, where absolution is given." Have you heard God speaking to you today? He has been, and He will continue to do so. Amen.